Hey, Ralphie Radio Show, American Idol's live. Colton Dixon, of course, one of the Idol finalists, will be there performing. He joins me now on the Ralphie Radio Show. Colton, how are you?
I am fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. Thank you very much. Appreciate you making some time. And I saw that you finally got to have some cake from cake boss Buddy Velastro. How was it, buddy?
It was fantastic. I never knew I tasted that good.
Everything you expected and then some, right?
Absolutely. I've watched the show forever, so.
I know the tour just rolled through Providence and the Dunkin' Donuts Center, and it was a nice little homecoming for Erica Van Pelt. As a bystander who got to watch the homecoming, how was it?
It's always great being in hometowns. But man, Providence brought it for Erica. So proud of these guys that I'm on tour with. And again, it's just cool to see all the support they've got in their hometown.
It's crazy because I believe we're under 10 shows now until the end of the tour. Looking back on the tour and on your season of Idol, I mean, what are your thoughts? I would imagine, first and foremost, blessed for the opportunity, right?
Absolutely. You know, it's a rare opportunity that we have. We're 10 out of hundreds of thousands of people that auditioned, so like you said, it's a blessing, but man, it's crazy how much life has changed. We have 9 shows to go, and we're kind of seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, but at the same time, we don't really want to, but at the same time, we're excited to basically get started on our own stuff, and I was provided that privilege to kind of kickstart our careers. Again, just thankful and blessed to be standing where I am right now.
Yeah, you know, we'll talk about that for a quick second. Colton Dixon from American Idol joins me here on the Ralphie Radio Show, because I remember speaking with Pia Toscano, who was an early favorite on last year's Idol, and she had told me when I caught up with her during the tour that the blessing in disguise for her about being eliminated was that she could start recording early on her solo stuff. And when I saw you get eliminated this past season, I thought the exact same thing. Am I correct?
Absolutely. Yeah, everything happens for a reason, and it totally was a blessing in disguise. Man, a week after I was eliminated, I started writing and recording, and I have a little over 30 songs now in a bank that we can choose for an album. So it really was a blessing, and we actually just chose a single for the record, so it's really, really exciting. I can't wait to share what that's going to be and when that's going to be out, but all good things. And you know, I was one of the fortunate ones getting eliminated early on, so I can get started so early with it.
Will you be able to perform any of your solo stuff on tour? I haven't been able to catch the show yet, or is it all mostly stuff that you performed on the show?
I actually do get to perform an original. It's called Never Gone. I wrote that probably a little over a week before we started the tour, so it was very spur of the moment, very last minute.
But that is not the single, right, that you're talking about? That's something different that you're going to reveal to us soon?
I can't say. I think there's going to be an official announcement about all this in about a week.
Wrapping up with Colton Dixon here on the Ralphie Radio Show, are you releasing that record on Interscope with Jimmy Iovine?
Can't say that either.
Wow, all right. Yeah. They've trained you well.
Yeah, I know. Well, I've learned from many mistakes.
Okay.
But yeah, I'll be announcing label stuff and album stuff and tour stuff pretty soon.
Colton Dixon, of course, will be there performing with his fellow Idol finalists. Buddy, you were one of my favorites on the show. Looking forward to all the big announcements next week.
Appreciate it, man.